I had an entirely different sermon prepared for today. It was about Lent and Lenten practices. It was about self-denial and giving something up as a way to come closer to God. But I would struggle to preach that one today because my heart is in a very different place. I hope that you will forgive me that one because it seems I left a part of my heart in Minnesota a little over a week ago. I thought maybe that's just how it is when you lose your last surviving parent and the funeral and the burial are so fresh, but I left a part of me there. And that is not the only grief I feel. When I was in Minneapolis, I visited the Alex Preti Memorial on Nicollet Avenue. One lane of Nicollet is blocked off, and this spontaneous makeshift memorial is now a large, icy snowbank, covered in flowers and wreaths and cards and pictures of Renee and Alex. There are lit candles stuck in the snow, sayings and paintings and flags and sorrow. There were a number of people walking around it when I was there. All of us were silent. One person was crying. It is a very moving place. There was a Minneapolis police officer standing guard a few feet away from us. I looked at him and he nodded back. Some of my nieces and nephews were pallbearers for my mom's funeral. A couple of them left the funeral reception early to help children get home safe from school, as they do almost every day now, even though they do not have children of their own. The leftover food from the funeral reception was donated to the resistance. Because people are afraid to leave their homes, they need groceries and diapers and other things, and now they also need help with rent because they have been unable to go to work for 6 weeks. It was announced widely that Operation Metro Surge was drawing down, but ICE agents are still there, terrorizing people, separating families, violently tackling and arresting anyone who gets in their way. Not just immigrants, but anyone. They are detaining people, even children, in horrific, inhumane, and unsanitary conditions for an indefinite amount of time. Sometimes they ship them off thousands of miles away before they can talk to a lawyer. I know that you have heard about these things, but I found it disorienting to witness it in real time in this, our country, to be on the ground where this is happening. Perhaps, like me, you've heard people say of ICE, they're just trying to do their job, so stay out of their way. Whatever it is they are trying to achieve, the end does not justify the means with which they are operating. Even beyond our basic constitutional rights, this is ethics 101, the most basic ethic principle. And who are these immigrants? Who is my neighbor? It helps to know a little history. In St. Paul, they are the Hmong, who helped the United States Army in the Vietnam War. Starting in 1975, the Hmong were given asylum here. They are Somalis who were escaping civil war. They are people from Afghanistan, some who served as interpreters for our military in the Afghanistan War. Those who came here earlier are Mexicans who built our railroads. Most of them are here legally, hardworking people trying to raise a family, make a life for themselves, who are now afraid to set foot outside their home and afraid to send their kids to school? Are there some that are bad apples? I'm sure there are. But the grief is promises broken, attacking the innocent. It is a shameful kind of grief. Because my heart is far off and grieving, I've awakened each and every morning to this comforting song. Maybe you've heard it. Hold on, hold on, my dear ones, here comes the dawn. That song is from a group called the Singing Resistance. Anderson Cooper did a special report on the Singing Resistance, which started at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Minneapolis, 3 days after Renee Good was killed. Now, there are a number of magnificent old churches in downtown Minneapolis, all built around the turn of the century in neo-Gothic style. Westminster, Central Lutheran, United Methodist, St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral, and the Basilica of St. Mary. Each in their own right is quite grand, perhaps to outdo each other. Central Lutheran, built in 1919, has seating for 2,000 people. The Singing Resistance packed the house on February 10th. Do you know what it sounds like when 2,000 Lutherans sing? It seems those Lutherans came out of the womb able to sing in 8-part harmony. That song, Hold On, swelled the rafters. I want you to hear what that sounded like, if you'll bear with me for a moment. People of the Singing Resistance were just learning the songs that night. But then the next day, they went out into the neighborhood and sang to those people too afraid to come outside for fear of ice. They went out when it was bitterly cold, 20 below zero. You can tell it's cold in the video because there is a cloud of people's breath. 2,000 people walking the streets, singing to their neighbors. Then they sang in front of the Marriott Hotel where ICE agents are staying. There they sang a song whose words say this: it's okay to change your mind. Show us your courage. Leave your job behind. We are your neighbors. It's okay to change your mind. You can join us. Come join us anytime. Now, if people of color start getting evicted because they cannot pay the rent, there will be a huge humanitarian crisis on our hands. I can't imagine what will happen to them if ICE is lurking when they get thrown out in the cold. So it seems the only thing to do is to help them pay their rent for a couple of months. If you want to help, I know of many places where you can donate to rent assistance. One of them is the Episcopal Church in Minnesota. Click on Immigrant Ministries. Together, I was thinking that we could help a family, or maybe two, for a month or two or three. I cling to this hopeful thought. When this is over, and someday it will be over, the people of Minneapolis will see their neighbors in a new way, more like brothers and sisters when all this is over. They will know a solidarity born of adversity that few communities can ever know. They will know deeply what it means to love thy neighbor, because they will have lived it.